right field. Goins back, still back. He gives up on it. Goins gives up on it and lets it land on the warning track. It'll go as a double. RBI, Twins lead 3-2.
Magic number is now 8 here on the radio home of the Minnesota Twins, WCCO, and Mitch Garver, Max, is having some kind of year.
Yeah, it's been magical for Mitch, and driving the ball, confident, changed, you know, if you knew Mitch last year compared to this year, you know, not that he's changed a lot, but you can just see that when you talk to him, the confidence in his eyes and the feeling that I think I'll be here for a while, meaning the big leagues. And obviously the 30 home runs, that does something for you, your psyche by itself, especially when you don't play all the time like he has. But he's been such a valuable component because he's bailed them out so many games with a big hit. You know, he's had the feature. He's been the feature piece. And, of course, last night was really Barrios' game. He was outstanding going into the eighth inning, which is, you know, they're trying to pump him up and get him ready to be that game one starter in the playoffs. And you know, if you have to battle into the sixth or seventh, you need somebody that can. But, you know, just some impressive as they go Duffy, Romo, Rogers to finish. And that's a real formidable bullpen right now. If they can, if they can get some starting pitching, they've got some guys that, you know, they're veteran enough. They know what they're doing. It doesn't look like they're going to get Dyson, but they line up well if they can get some starting pitching, and that starting pitching has to be Barrios and Odorizzi.
Shouldn't Major League Baseball look into the Dyson trade? I mean, that seems so unfair.
Well, yeah, because initially they were suspicious of. Remember, they shut him down, put him on the injured list. Then he came back and he pitched actually okay, and you go, okay. He just needed a little rest, a little 10-day deal, and now he's back to whatever.
Yeah.
So, yes, to answer your question, they should look into that. I have no idea how the physical exams or what they watch and all those things, but that wasn't the idea getting Dyson here. That has not been worth the money.
Yeah, that seems a little bit unfair. I would think that MLB should do something there to rectify that. And 21 appearances, you mentioned Duffy, Max, and I was looking at his numbers last night. His ERA since July 28th, 0.00.
Yeah, unbelievable. He's come, you know, and that came from nowhere, really, because remember, he's in the minor leagues this year, and he's been up and down the last few years, and he's almost, you know, he's gotten to the point where he just kind of shakes his head and says whatever, you know. And at some point in time, and I remember, you know, during the year one time talking to Rocco Baldelli about Tyler Duffy, and he goes, Tom, he's got such a big upside. And I thought, really? I didn't know that, didn't see that, didn't know they felt that way about him. He said, he's got the rare swing and miss stuff. And he started putting that together now, and accepts his role, of course, as a middle reliever. He's not going to be a starter. He was at one time on this staff for a while. All of a sudden, he's starting to flourish. And you get a stopper like that before you get to Rogers and you get Romo in there. And all of a sudden, you got something. Trevor May's been good lately. And of course, he can throw so hard. That, you know, and you got Gratterall at 100, so you've got some things there that you, some tools that you really didn't think you had in April.
What Mike Zimmer have to say yesterday?
You know, he's handled this as well as you can handle it, the loss to Green Bay. He's obviously disappointed. You know, I was talking to somebody inside the organization yesterday, and they're saying, you know, can you teach Kirk Cousins to play under pressure? I don't know. It's a really good question, you know, and I don't think it's just simply under pressure. I think what they're concerned about is if you don't trust your offensive line, then that leads to being a little bit shaky in the pocket, so to speak. So I think that'll be the focal point of the week. I think that's what Gary Kubiak was brought in. You know, he's an old quarterback himself, who's won a Super Bowl. These are the weeks that he's got to say, okay, this is why I'm here. I'm going to sit down with Kirk. I'm going to sit down with our staff. Here's how we're going to get our passing game. You know, it's called Kirk Cousins, but our passing game has to get to here. Here's how we do it. And I think that, you know, that's why you brought these guys in. And it can be a tough thing psyche-wise, but it's doable because Cousins has the ability. He's not a guy that's going to get in trouble off the field or anything like that. He's an intelligent quarterback. He's got good physical skills, but I think they'll be very, very conscious of how they do that.
And Tyler Johnson gets Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week, Max. It was fun for you and I. We watched him play in high school, not just football, but, boy, basketball. I think he could play hoops for the Gophers, too.
Oh, yeah, great quarterback in high school. Of course, they use him all over the field at North, as you would with an athlete like that, and he's a great basketball player there as well. In fact, North had, I think this year again, 15 players on their basketball team, 13 of them played football. They've always done that over at Minneapolis North, where they've wanted all their kids out playing every sport that they can, and Tyler Johnson was kind of the poster child for that. And to see what he's developed into as a receiver, he was their feature guy the other day, and that catch that he made to win it. I mean, they interfered with him on purpose. They interfered with him. They weren't even trying to hide it. They just wanted to negate the touchdown, and he still caught the ball. That's pretty rare that he's in there. He has really become athletic and an NFL prospect.
Old Dutch quality team of the week today. Wyndham football. Eagles got that first win in 2 years with a 12-7 victory over the weekend at Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. 1 week after giving up more than 500 rushing yards in that loss to Gibbon, Fairfax, Winthrop, Wyndham gave up only 149 total yards in the last games. They played every game last season on the road due to the flooding of their home field at Island Park. They were originally scheduled to play at home last Friday. The game got moved to Lake Crystal due to the heavy rain in Wyndham. So our congrats to the Wyndham football team, Maxie, for being our Old Dutch quality team of the week.
Absolutely. Overcoming adversity and sticking with it, and they found a way. And that'll be something those kids remember for a long, long time.
Well, that's like Old Dutch Foods, man. They've been around a long time, and they keep coming up. They're like a good offense in football. They come up with these new ideas, like the new limited edition items, like the roasted red pepper hummus, seasoned salt, the sloppy Joe chips, and the creamy chive and onion.
They can stack them up, man. I was at the convenience store last night. They had 17 different flavors on one rack.
And, well, that's what you called an Old Dutch formation.
That's a formation, man. And when you look at that formation, you go, okay. If you're the opponent, if you're competing, trying to compete with Old Dutch, you're looking at it and going, well, who's going to beat us today? Because we can't cover them all. There's just no way, right? We can go, okay, we'll try to negate the popcorn, but there's no way.
No.
Oh, my God, they came out with the sloppy Joe chips. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to try to compete against them, because I looked at that rack and I said, I can't even decide which ones to take, so I'll take one of each, which so many people do. But to try to compete against Old Dutch, forget it. There's just too many options, too many variables, too many things they can do on offense.
Well, it's more than the triple option. This is like the many, many, many chip option going on. And, you know, the thing is, once in a while you'll see Old Dutch call an audible, and you're thinking, oh, they're going to have the ripples out on the display board this week. Oh, my goodness, look at it. It's Dutch Crunch.
It's Dutch Crunch, yep. And then when they get the, you know, a couple years ago, they had the great draft, and they got the deal chips. You know, nobody saw that coming. Everybody thought, well, they've already got a fortified roster. They can't add anymore. And all of a sudden, they ran those out that, well, we were there. But, I mean, that night on the stage, wow. I mean, you looked around, and everybody just goes, how'd they pull that off?
Well, they're amazing.
How'd they come up with that deal, you know?
You know, you have to give credit a little bit to their head coach, Bill Belichick.
Exactly. He's been outstanding throughout. Everybody studies him. Everybody wants to be like him, but nobody can figure out how he does it.
No, Belichick, one of the great ones, and that's because he's a product of Old Dutch. That was his mentor, Old Dutch, the leader of Old Dutch Foods there for a long time. So,
yeah, and this time of year, tailgate and everything else, just go out there and buy the party pack and don't look back.
Yeah, and it's all done. It's all over right there. Maxie, can you come back in an hour?
Will do.
He is Mike Max. They are Old Dutch. Go to olddutchfoods.com.